somebody kills the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says b'shegig. So Locher is gonna leave your mitzvot. You have to go to your mitzvot. You can never go out free. Why? Since Kishu Gaila, since when you go into Golos right now, there's no Kohen Gadol right now, is Benisas Miyoshiv. With whose Misa should you go out free? So therefore, if you kill a Kohen Gadol, or else a Kohen Gadol Shara gets a nefesh. If a Kohen Gadol kills somebody else, B'shoigig. So Locher is a Miyoshiv Misham Liyelam. He can never go out free. He has to stay there all his life. So therefore, I would have thought to say, maybe, legally, he should not go into Golos, since he never has a way to become freed from it. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here now, that a Kohen Gadol goes into Golos. For the Gemara, why? V'yema, why don't we say, Ochanam, let's say it's quite true what you're saying. That since the Kohen Gadol cannot be freed, maybe he should not have a Chiyuv to go into Golos. And this Gemara says, no, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Lonus Shomo Kol Ratzeach. You have to run there every Ratzeach. So what's the lesson Kol Ratzeach? The Deik is Afilu Kohen Gadol B'mashma. Even if it's a Kohen Gadol that killed somebody, B'shegeg, Locher is still, he has to go into Golos. Then the Braisa said, Oiver Alessei V'Aloisasei. That the Kohen Gadol did an Aver, it was over in Isser Asei and Aloisasei. So Mora says, why? Loisagid Loyovar Hochi. Isn't it possible that he wasn't over? Like, what do you mean to say he was over? Doesn't have to be over in Essen Leisase by killing somebody. Hochikom, this is what the Braisa meant to say. In over Alessei, let's say the Kohen Gadol didn't have there, it was over in Israase. Or else the Alessase, he didn't have there, let's say he did Alessase. Not that every Kohen Gadol does, but let's say he did. The Locher is, Harayu Kehedjit the Chol Devor, he has a Locher like a Hedjit. What does that mean to say? It's like a hedjit? So Rashi says, Lidem Bishloisha, that he's like a regular person, that if he has a din Torah now, he was over Lav, he was over Gezel, he won a paskin on him now, or from Malkis, or from Mumin, he has looked like a regular hedjit, that the Bezn is Nafsari, even though the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol needs the Bezn of Ayin Aleph 71, that's only for Misa. To kill a Kohen Gadol, you have to have a Bezdin Shel Ayin Aleph. But all the halachas of a Kohen Gadol, he has locha like a hedyit, you can be done with three. Whatever regular person is done with three, a Kohen Gadol also din is with three. For the Gemara Pshita, of course, why not? Why shouldn't it be like a hedyit? So Gemara says, yes, there's a big chiddush here. Because otherwise, Salko, by the Chamin, I would have thought to say, maybe, hoyo lo tanan, since we learned in the first Mishnah. Ein donin lo yes ha-shevet, V'loyes novi asheker, v'loyes kohen gadol lalapi bezna shoshivim v'yechot. When you have to kill out the whole shevet, when you have to kill out a novi sheker, when you want to kill a kohen gadol, so the first Mishnah says, you have to use the bezna hagadol, the hedjun hagadola, of 71. And how do we know this? V'yom ravada barava, the pasuk says, kol adover hagadol yaviyu alecha. Any big thing it should bring to you to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we dash in Dvorov Shel Gadol, that the words of a Gadol, in other words, whatever happens to a Kohen Gadol, he has to be done like somebody like Moshe of Ayin Aleph. So, Ema, maybe I would say, when it says Dvorov Shel Gadol, means to say, Kol Dvorov Shel Gadol, any type of a psak he has to make against the Kohen Gadol. Lav Davka Misa, maybe even a question of Dinim Omnis, even a question to give him Alkis, maybe if any Din, the Lach would be a Kohen Gadol needs a Bezdin Shel Ayin Aleph. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa here now, that if a Kohen Gadol is over in Isser Asei, or over Alois Asei, and Bezdin wants a Paskin on to give him an Einish, whether it's Mammon or whether it's Malkis, he has a Lach like a Hedjit, that it's enough to use a Bezdin Shel Shlosh. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa over here, that if a Kohen Gadol has Lach like a Hedjit here, it's enough with three. So there's the question, why? Why don't I say, Ochinami, that maybe it's true that Kohen Gadol, even for a psak of mammon, should have to have a bezdin shel ayin aleph. Why don't I say like this? Tamar says, because, Miksev divrei gadol, does it say the words of a gadol, mashma, any words of a Kohen Gadol would need a bezdin shel ayin aleph? No. Ha dover ha gadol ksiv. That means, dover gadol mamish. It has to be a big thing.
which means a chiyuv misa. When you, before you put a chiyuv misa upon a kohen gadol, that's the pasuk you have to use a bez din shelayin aleph. But only a real davar gadol of misa, mashenkin a davar katan of mamin or of malkis, that's enough to have a bez din shel gimel. Then the Mishnah says meyed umidin oisai, that a kohen gadol could say edus upon somebody else, and also people say edus against him. So the more meyed, how do we let a kohen gadol say edus, come to bezin to say edus? I have a tanya, we learn like this in the brisa, that the salamta, it says mashma, sometimes you can hold your eyes, you're allowed to close your eyes. So we dashin pomim sha'ata misalim, sometimes you are allowed to close your eyes and not do the mitzvah of Ashramas Aveda. We'll soon see. Upamim shiatum salim, and sometimes you're not allowed to close your eyes, but rather if you have the mitzvah in front of you, you have to do the mitzvah. That's the pasuk of Ve'esalamta. Mashma, sometimes yes, sometimes no. How is that? Hoketet, how could that be? Are you allowed to close your eyes? You're not allowed to close your eyes. Tomorrow says, Koyin. Let's say you have a Koyin. Ruba Ve'esakvoris. And the Aved is in the Ve'esakvoris. So for the Koyin to do this mitzvah, it would have to be over the Aved, be Metama Lameis. So therefore we say Ve'esalamta, he's allowed to hold back his eyes and not go into the Beis HaKvaros. Rashi says, HaReishoye Moitzi Aveda, Koyin, for your Aveda be Beis HaKvaros. The Aveda, the lost object, was in the Beis HaKvaros. HaReishoye Zeros, next case is Zokin, V'yen Lefi Kvoidoi. Let's say what got lost in the street was a big, big teddy bear. Let's say somebody lost a big teddy bear in the street. And the Rashi was walking down the street now, a Zokin, an older person. So he's not mechuyev to pick up the teddy bear and take it home, because it's not going to look too nice for a sheba to walk down the street holding a teddy bear. It's not lefi kvaydai. So such a case is also potter from the mitzvah. That's called zaken, an older person, the end lefi kvaydai, it's not lefi covered, he should be walking down the street with a teddy bear. Oy shoysa melocha shaloi meruba mishachaveroi. Well, let's say you're in the middle of doing work. You're chvaysa cleaning your diamonds. And your work now, you get paid $100 an hour. And for you to return this Aveda will take you an hour, and the whole Aveda is only worth $10. So it's not worth it, Pasha. It's mamash a waste of money. You're taking out now an hour of work to return a $10 object to the owner, where you yourself are going to lose out $100. So what you're losing out is more than the Aveda, that's also a svara yapata. Then it applies via salanta. You're allowed to close your eyes, you will not have to lose the money, you will not have to return the Aveda. Lakach nema, therefore the Torah says, v'salamta, that sometimes you are allowed to close your eyes. Yeah. Rashi explains, Oishoysa melocha shaloi meruba mishachaleiroi, to go into the case of Noike of Magolius, somebody's like making their pearls. Shem yelach v'yachsirenu, if you're going to go and return this pen that somebody lost, you're going to lose $100 now, that the whole pen is only worth $2. So in such a case, that you don't have to waste your time, or if you're a zaken, you don't have to return the teddy bear. So what do we see, Rashi says? Alma, what do we see? That kavod habrius, the fact that you're a zaken, and it's not covered for you to return this object, is Kovra Briyas Doicha Lav, the Lesuch Lesalim. That is Doicha, this Lav, even though Stamazed is a Lav of Lesuch Lesalim. If you see an Aved in the street, you're not allowed to Stamazed close your eyes. You have to come there and open your eyes and return it. Still, if it's not covered for you, if it's not your respect, that you should be walking down the street with a teddy bear, so it's Mutta for you. So Rashi says, well, the Kash was walking on me. Zilusu Lagabi Kain Godul. It's not the covenant that the Kohen Gadol should have to come and say Edus. That the Kohen Gadol should come to say Edus, it's a design, it's not nice. So who we should ask in the pasuk of Yisalamta that covenant abrius is doicha loisasei. So we should say the Kohen Gadol should not go to say Edus in Bezdin. So must say like this: Omer Rabbi Yosef Meyed Lamelach Enochanami. For a Kohen Gadol stamp to say Edus is not for Kovadik. But the Mishnah means he could say Edus for a king. Then it's for Kovadik. If a Melech needs an aid, so the Kohen Gadol could be the aid for a Melech. For the more that can't be,
V'yotznan, we learned in our Mishnah, loy dan v'loy doron loysoy. A melech, we do not, he cannot be a dayan, and we do not bring him to a din Torah. And the Mishnah also says, loy meyid v'loy midin loysoy. The Mishnah also says that he cannot say edus, and we do not say edus for him. So it says clearly, we do not say edus for him. So you can't tell me, here we're talking about that the Kohen Gadol wants to do edus, say his edus for him, you can't tell me that. Ella rather, also, oh, back to Kasha, how does the Mishnah say a Kohen Gadol? Is allowed to say edus, the Chura, it's not Lafi Kvaidoi, should be the Ptura of Esalamta. Ella Amurab Zeru, Meyed Leben Melech, but the case says that Kohen Gadol to say edus for a Ben Melech. And a Ben Melech, the Havim Minuri, that's also a Dabba Choshev, here for Snari Bizoin. For the Gemara, why? Ben Melech, head you to. What's so great about a Ben Melech? He's not a Melech, he's a head you. So that it should be a bizoyin for the Kohen Gadol to have to say edus for him. Ella rather means like this. Neyed bifnei ha-melech. He could say edus in front of the melech. Rashi says, Sha-melech yoshei v'dan b'sanhedrin. And the melech is sitting there and being done in the Sanhedrin. So he's saying edus in front of the melech. Then it's okay if the melech is part of the Sanhedrin, then it's a cover to say edus. For the more that can't be either. Ivoein moshiv melech b'sanhedrin. We have before that you can't put a king in the Sanhedrin. We'll have it later. Later we'll explain why. So Mark says here, Mishum Yikorah, the Kohen Gadol. And it's not, we're talking about a case that the only one that knows the Aegis here is the Kohen Gadol. So for him to go in front of a regular Bezdim is not the Kovetic. So in such a case, where the Mayid, where the Aegis here is a, where the Aedim are, is a, the Aegis is a Kohen Gadol. And we want him to say Aegis and Bezdim, so what we'll do now is, will tell the melech that the melech should come now and sit there, not to be part of the bezin, just to sit there. So Mar says, Mishum Yikorah the Kohen Gadol, also the Yosef, the melech will sit there by the bezin. So now it will be kavodik for the Kohen Gadol to say Zaydis, Mekabla Nalele Sadusayu, and the male of the bezin will be Mekabla the Yadis from the Kohen Gadol. Koi Vahu Ahu, Vahozel Umayinu Lei, and then the melech leaves, and the rest of the bezin sits there, they're mine. The mine lay anan bedinai. And then the bezin themselves is mine bedinai. So therefore, that's the case that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to say edus. He's allowed to say edus if when he's coming to the bezin to say the edus there, the melech will be sitting there. Then it's a covetic thing to say edus in front of the king. See, even though the melech can't be part of the bezin, and ekonami, he's not really part of the bezin. Who's going to give the real psak the rest of the bezin, not the melech? Just the melech is only sitting there to make him the kovadik for the Kohen Gadol to say his edus. Kuf, what we just say before now, ein moshiv a melech b'sanhedrin, you can't put a melech part of the Sanhedrin, for the melech, the Kohen Gadol be b'shona. And you can't let a melech or a Kohen Gadol be part of the bezdin when they want to pass them whether we should add another month to the year or not. Now, why not? Melech b'sanhedrin, how come you can't appoint the melech to be part of the Sanhedrin? To see the prophet says, Loisana al Rif. You can't argue his argument. That means Loisana al Rav. You can't argue against the Rav. In other words, you won't be able to argue against the Melech. So the Melech will be part of the Sanhedrin. You can't argue against him. Rashi says Loisana al Rav. Einach Rishoye Lister as the Vorov. Mufla Shebadayonim. Now, the Yom Melech Chayva, Sule Mosinach Lamech Zalezachusa. If the king will come and say, Achayva, we couldn't save a catch from the Melech. Therefore, you know how to have a melech to be part of the bezdin. Yeah. Then it says, "V'loy melech v'kohen gadol b'birshana," that a melech and a kohen gadol cannot be part of the bezdin when they pass into an extra month to the year or not. Why not? Melech mishum asanya. Like they have negiyas here. The melech has negiyas that he has to pay his army. Rashi says, "Mechalek momen lechayosel." He has to pay his army, give out money for them. Kach v'kach l'shon, he has a budget every year. For noyach lo she kol l'shon mabaras, for him it could be it's better off for every year as an extra month. Like he has a certain budget, how much he has to pay them, so his budget would be better to have 13 months of the year. Kohen Gadol, why can't he be part of the psak? Mishum tina, just the opposite. Kohen Gadol never wants it to be an extra month, because he doesn't want it to be cold at the time of Yom Kippur. Rashi explains, and the Reutzer should decide to show that he doesn't want the year to be in the month to be an extra, the year to have an extra month. Rav Nayat Sino, Shetzorach Litvo Lekadosh Yom Kippurim, Chomesh Tvilas,
the Asara Kedushin, he has to be Tovel five times in Yom Kippur Kohen Gadol. V'yim Tisav V'shon, if you make an extra month of the year, Harei Tishrei B'Macheshron, so come out that Tishrei will be like a month later, and it'll come out in Macheshron's time. And it'll be cold that year. By that time, Tishrei will be a little bit cold. V'tzinos Macheshron Teibet Tishrei. And he'll have the cold of Macheshron will be in Tishrei. So therefore, when he has to go to the mikveh will be too cold. They didn't have a heater then in the mikveh. So now the Kohen Gadol will have negiyus that he does not want to have an extra month to the year. He would always want Tishrei to be as early as possible, that it'll still be hot weather. So therefore, the Melech and the Kohen Gadol has a little bit negiyus. They can't be part of the Beis Din. Even though that the Maisa Melech and the Kohen Gadol are such chashuv people, that this course of small negiyus, they won't really do wrong, but still, a dying has some negiyus here, still we don't let him be a dying. Right. Amar Rav Papa says, Shema Mina, from here we hear, that Shosa Bosi Yachi Yozel, that the weather of the year goes after the months. Trashi, the other Torah Kohen Gadol, the Yibur Shon, the Kohen Gadol, because of the Tzina, it shouldn't be cold, that Shosa Bosi Yachi Yozel, Achi Yorechim, it goes after the months, Horuyim Liyos, the Lenisabra, Hoyla Kor Vachoyim, Shoshon of Tzina, Ruyah, B'macheshrin, Hevein, Petishrein. Like, because you made an extra month here, like the heat and the cold continues on according to each month. So Mara says, Eini Yichur, it's not that way. For Hanich Gimel Roye Boker, there are three shepherds, they have a Kaimei B'Shaminu Rabbonin. They were once sitting together and talking. And the Rabbonin heard the way they were talking. To Kamri, they were saying like this, these three shepherds, that Chadama once said, in Boche Volish, if the ripe crop comes sprouts and the later crop sprouts at the same time, you should know yenis means sprouts. Dinu Adar, you should know it's Adar right now. Dinu Adar, this is the month of Adar. V'yim lav less than Adar, this is not the month of Adar. Trashim yochoyim bekarkiv, there'll be heat on the ground. V'yatzmiach zera bechir. For Yafela Yachad, that both the early crops and late crops will grow together, yes, that's a proof that this is Adar. And if it's not, Yishno, it's not Adar, it's only Shvat. That was one said. The Chadam, another shepherd said, Im Tur B'Tzafa B'Telech Yomas. It's going to be so cold in the morning that the ox could die from the frost. Or V'Tiro, when it comes in the afternoon already, B'To Tincha Yidmach, that's going to be so hot, he's going to sit there and then I have to go under the shade of a palm tree. Taina. Yishalach mash meshkeva. He's going to have to go under the shade to scratch himself, scratch his skin. His soul, deinu adar. That's called the year of adar. V'yim lelosis, and be hot by daytime, that's called adar. V'yim lav, if it's not adar, if it's not less than adar, it's not called adar. The chadam, another one said, in kidim tokif, Lechada, if it's come to in Kodim, Kidim, if the east wind comes, talk of Lechada Yefiach Belecha, the devil's opening up his mouth. Rashi says, in Kodim, talk of Yim Tfat Toshas Koyach Acharif, if the winter went away a little bit already, Kokach, Shekeshi Ruach Mizrach, when the east wind comes, Chazokim Yoy, the Meviat Sina, the Ato Menashe Befich, you could breathe, the Yaitzel, you can go in front of it, so it's Raya, the wind is not that bad, then that's called Adar already. Deinu Adar, that's called Adar. The Yim Lav, if this does not happen, less than is not the month of Adar. And therefore, the Avru Rabbanan Lushasa. The Rabbanan said that Yeh should have an extra month then. Rashi Yasu Kishvat, Shekobu Adar Hashem Yachrof. Alma, what do we see? Shasa Bosri Burazel. For Loi Noga Chaim Denisin Bader Eliminig Adar Biyad Hasheni. That's fakert. The months go the way we make it. Alma Shasa Basi Bu. The months go according to the extra month we put in there, and not the way we're supposed to go. Loi Noga Chaim Denisin Bader. The heat of Nisan is not coming out of Hasheni. Eliminig Adar Biyad Hasheni. Rather, the meaning, the way it's supposed to act in Adar, that's the way it acts in Adar Hasheni. So not like we said before. So Moses says, but Tizbro, this is any swear over here, that Rabbonin are Vosa Samach, that Rabbonin, the Chosh of Rabbonin, they make up if there should be an extra month or not. Are they Soymer Stam on what these on what these people said? That doesn't make any sense. Ela vada rabbonin achshavin ayu samach. They have their own cheshbonus. Why to make an extra month? For Raya Baka, these the shepherds are talking about right now that the months, the weather is different. We should change it. I'll tell you, if they are you, the Yistayim Messiahim, Stam, they were Mechavin. But that wasn't the reason why the Rabbanah put an extra month. All right, turn over. The Zavad and the Rabbanah had their own reasons why they put an extra month into the year. Moshe says the three Raya Baka Yistam. His two Yudhi Yistayayu, Stam, it just happened to be that they said Svaris, and it happened to be the Rabbanim also made an extra. Rashi's claim is Ramalu, it happened to be Mazel Chashiva Diklo Yibro Kimasayu, it happened to be the way they said it, but not because of their reasoning. Yeah. Now it said before, Cholitz Vecholzin, that Kohen Gadol's ladder make Chalitza, and Chalitza could be made to his wife. So Kaposik Vatoni is not like this. Loishna Minerson doesn't make a difference. If it wasn't say the Mishnah that a Kohen Gadol, if his brother dies, so he can make Chalitza to his brother's wife. But he can't be Miyabma, he can't marry her. Now why? Because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amona. So if his brother dies, even though there's a mitzvah Yibma, mitzvah essay to be Miyabma, brother's wife, he can't marry his brother's wife. So the Mishnah says Kaposik Vatoni. Loishna min erisim, loishmin and nesuyin. It doesn't make a difference if your brother had erisim only, or even if he had nesuyin. So the question is why? Bishta min an nesuyin, if your brother already had nesuyin with his wife, and then your brother dies. So I understand why the Kohen Gadol cannot do the mitzvah yibum and be miyab your brother's wife. Have a yesed loisase. There's an isser hase involved, and a loisase.